over 30 years, GM Voices has helped companies, entrepreneurs, and business storytellers stand out from the crowd with world-class voiceover, audio production, and multimedia solutions. On the Podcasting for Business podcast, learn the ins and outs of podcasting, what it is, why it matters, how to use the medium to broaden your reach and make a better connection with customers and prospects, and how GM Voices can help.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Podcasting for Business podcast, powered by GM Voices and hosted on business-podcasting.com. This podcast is about, well, podcasts, and hopefully giving you all the incentive you need to start your own. My name is Matt Straw. I'm the marketing director at GM Voices, an audio solutions company founded about 30 years ago. GM Voices does a lot of voiceover work for phone systems, GPS and navigation applications, business and marketing videos, e-learning content, and mobile apps. But what's gotten us the most excited recently is podcasting, and specifically, all the possibilities of business podcasting. Audio and visual media are just better ways to engage your audience. And as more and more people get hooked on podcasts of all topics and interests, smart brands are realizing that the medium is a great way to connect with customers and prospects. We have a short and sweet podcast lined up for you today. I'll give you a quick overview of podcasts, what they are, how to listen, and the common program types. I'll tell you what it means for you, why it's important to businesses, and tell you where the medium is going. Then, if you stick around, you'll catch an exclusive podcasting tip from a celebrity guest, or at least our interpretation of one. So let's get started. All right, so what is a podcast? I'll give you the quick version. Wikipedia is definitely a thing, so if anything is unclear, just type in podcast and you'll have all you need to fill in the blanks. Podcast is a combination of the words iPod and broadcast, although neither of those root words are entirely relevant today. You don't need an iPod, and plenty of podcasts, or even most, aren't broadcast. A podcast, in its purest form, is an audio program, usually talk content, but they sometimes combine music, skits, and other audio bells and whistles. Podcasts can stand alone or can be part of an episodic series. Podcasts are themed around different interests and subjects: news, business, sports, entertainment, pop culture, and they only get more specialized from there. People listen to podcasts wherever they have an internet connection, on their computers, mobile devices, or in their cars. The audio can be streamed directly online, or it can be downloaded, either a la carte, through a web feed, and any number of different podcast hosting platforms. Web audio programming has existed for a long time, but podcasting really took off when portability came into play. Now, people could listen as they commuted, exercised, did chores, and lived their lives away from a home or work desktop. Podcasts run the gamut from professionals with hundreds of thousands of listeners to the very smallest of hobbyists. Podcasts can be monetized and feature big brand sponsors, they can be soft salesy to establish credibility or thought leadership, or they can be made simply for fun. What I'd like to focus on for a few minutes is podcasting as part of a company's or professional's greater content marketing strategy. Companies reach their audience in any number of ways. Obviously through sales teams, broadcast media, and then your traditional suite of marketing touch points: web pages, case studies, white papers, emails, and newsletters. They all serve their purpose, and if you look closely enough, they all serve a repurpose. Most marketing content is tweaked and packaged to be posted or distributed in all these methods. The problem is that there's not a lot of differentiation. Multimedia, voices and visuals, specifically podcasts and videos, are the way to cut through that advertising clutter. Brands should think of podcasts as the next important step in their content marketing strategy. They're portable, digestible, engaging, and so good for repurposing or summarizing all the great stories that feed those newsletters, case studies, and testimonials. Now your big win doesn't have to be distilled in a sterile customer quote. You can talk to a customer at length. They can detail a complete solution in a casual conversation with you steering all those talking points. Podcasts can be posted on the web, promoted in those same emails, or sent directly to your audience's phone and laptops. This is what's so exciting for GM Voices as a provider of audio and podcasting solutions. The business application of the podcast is being revealed. The ease of producing a podcast is becoming understood, and we're in a great position to help you before all your competitors get in on the podcasting game. GM Voices Podcasting for Business podcast will be right back after this short message.
Does your company's phone system sound like this?
Thank you for calling Optimal Healthworks. If you are sick, press 1.
It sounds like you need a friendly, professional, and natural-sounding voice from GM Voices. With tons of great female and male voice actors in any sound or style, we make sure your customers get a pleasant and brand-centric customer experience every time they call. And with over 100 languages available, you can give your callers a world-class experience in any market. Listen to voice samples today at www.gmvoices.com. GM Voices, your voice to the world.
I want to share some facts and figures I found from a study by the Pew Research Center on podcasts that I think illustrate how the medium is growing and how people are consuming content. The percentage of Americans who've listened to podcasts in the past month has grown from 9% in 2008 to 17% in 2015. 33% of Americans 12 or older have listened to a podcast. Podcast awareness has doubled in the past decade to just under half the country. And in 2014, there were 2.6 billion podcast download requests. All these numbers are from around a year ago, so if you find another more recent study, let us know at business-podcasting.com. I want to talk a little bit about the technical side of podcast production. It's super easy. GM Voices has three big soundproofed recording studios, but I'm actually recording this at my desk with a USB microphone. The microphphone has a plush monkey Velcro to it. I've got my glass of water here. I'm ignoring email because podcasting is more fun, and my desk phone is on mute. It's just a plug-in and record kind of deal, mostly because it's just me talking today, but if you have multiple hosts or phone or Skype interviews, all you really need are a few more components, and we can walk you through that process. GM Voices can then professionally edit your podcast, reducing those stammers, and then add all the cool branded segments, like a custom introduction, commercials, and those transitional spots that really make your content shine. While many podcasts have a niche audience, and some are geared to specific business audiences, most people are introduced to them through several very popular programs. According to a Time article from December 2015, these are the top 10 most downloaded and streamed podcasts. Fresh Air, which is an NPR program featuring in-depth interviews with authors, artists, and celebrities. Serial, a very popular episodic podcast focusing on true crime. Stuff You Should Know, podcast from How Stuff Works, focused on explaining how stuff works. If you've ever done a how-to Google search, I'm sure you've seen some of their tutorials. This American Life, Planet Money, and that's another NPR podcast, Radiolab, Freakonomics Radio, The Joe Rogan Experience. If you're not sure who Joe Rogan is, he's a comedian, UFC color commentator, and the former host of Fear Factor, and that's the show where people eat bugs. The Nerdist, hosted by Chris Hardwick, and he's the guy who does recap shows of The Walking Dead and Better Call Saul on AMC. And last but not least is The Dave Ramsey Show, he being the finance guru. Most of those programs are what you might call consumer podcasts, and there are literally thousands of them hosted by public figures, small-time hobbyists, and everything in between. But within that top 10 list, and certainly within, you know, the podcast world, you'll see lots of great business content as well. Okay, the moment you've been waiting for, our celebrity podcasting tip. Let me give you some background real quick. I called this guy up after a recent Los Angeles Lakers victory. This was strategic, as I knew he'd be in high spirits. I said, "We're doing this Podcasting for Business podcast, and I'd love to have you share a few words with our audience, maybe a podcasting tip, if they're interested in creating podcasts of their own." He said, "No problem. I'll be on a connecting flight through Atlanta tomorrow on the way to a major movie production. I'll make a quick stop at your studio. I asked him why he was flying commercial, as I thought that was a little weird. He told me not to worry about it and that he'd see me the next day. So without further ado, here's a podcasting tip from our celebrity guest host.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. Well, we'll see if you can handle some truth about podcasting. Don't drink soda, beer, or milk before recording. You don't want to make any unnecessary noises during the process. And you want to be able to speak as clearly as possible. Stick with water for all your hydration needs before and during your podcast for the best results.
What a coup, right? The one, the only, Mr. Jack Nicholson. Hollywood legend and close personal friend. So to recap, it's important to stay hydrated when podcasting, but different liquids are going to negatively affect your performance. Water's your best bet. GM Voices knows this from 30 years of voice recording. If you chug whole milk before getting on the microphone, you're going to have a bad time. Guys, I gotta come clean on something. That wasn't the real Jack Nicholson. I know, this is a major betrayal, and I sincerely apologize. But it really was Jim Nicholson. Jim being Jack's uglier and less talented fraternal twin. Jim is an LA Clippers season ticket holder, can't afford those courtside Lakers, and is the star of several good B-films and small stage productions. Jim did fly in from Atlanta, but he wasn't heading to a major movie shoot. He was evicted from his LA tenement and is now living on my couch. We'll wrap this podcast up after a short message.
Is your business presentation, marketing video, or e-learning tutorial drier than a stale saltine? Get a professional voiceover narration from GM Voices. Our voice actors add flair and personality to any visual media, helping your message better engage its viewing audience. Browse voices and languages at gmvoices.com.
All right, guys, we're going to bring it home. I want to thank you for spending a few minutes with me today. Whether you're enjoying the morning cup of coffee, commuting to or from work, or maybe burning a few calories on the elliptical, we know your time is valuable. And so is your customers' and audience's time. Podcasting is growing exponentially, and this is an engaging medium that can really set you apart in the marketplace, whether you're competing for market share or just listeners for their own sake. If you have an idea, if you have a brand or story, or need to better connect with prospects, a podcast is a better mousetrap than most of the traditional content marketing channels. Email, white papers, case studies, newsletters. Pick up a microphone and share your stories in your own voice. Get a thought leader or a customer or a partner on the phone or in front of the mic with you. GM Voices can spruce it up into a professional production, give it all the branded segments you need, polish your speaking bits and interviews, and give you the opportunity to make major inroads before your competition pursues a podcast of their own. If you're thinking of creating your own podcast, give us a call at 770-752-4500 or fill out a quick contact form at business-podcasting.com. Thanks, and we'll see you later.